Israel, world must allow us to defeat murderous Islamic terrorism before it comes for them. By Joshua Klein on October 15, 2023. Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen has called on the international community to support his country's determination to quash murderous Islamic terrorism before it expands across global borders. During a meeting in the southern coastal city of Ashkelon, the Israeli foreign minister spoke with his French counterpart, Catherine Colonna, amidst her visit expressing solidarity, insisting that the global community allow Israel to neutralize deadly Islamic terrorism before it extends its reach to more nations. During her visit, Colonna also took time to meet with the parents of Maya, an Israeli abducted by Hamas terrorists, currently being held hostage in Gaza, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Cohen emphasized that the horrible pictures seen by the entire world tell the entire story and that the world must understand who we are dealing with, and the amount of hate and inhumanity of the Hamas terrorist organization. He called visits such as Colonna's significant for Israel, in that they show the world that the Jewish state cannot allow a terrorist organization to continue threatening Israeli civilians. In a follow-up post, Cohen urged the world to allow Israel to defeat murderous Islamic terrorism, or it will come to them. The world must understand that Hamas is even worse than ISIS, and that we will not stop until we win, he concluded. The matter comes as Israel readies for a major operation in the wake of a sudden and violent attack by Hamas terrorists against Israel last weekend that continues reverberating across the world, which has led to a substantial loss of life, scores of abductions, and thousands of injuries. Numerous nations across six continents have been affected, each mourning and frantically searching for its citizens targeted in the savage onslaught. The United States, Thailand, and France have been severely impacted, experiencing substantial casualties and cases of kidnapping. The United States is currently counting 29 lives lost, with more citizens unlocated, leaving the nation grappling with shock and loss. There are also reports of several American hostages, with the White House confirming that over 20 Americans are still unaccounted for in Israel. Meanwhile, France is grieving over 13 fatalities, with 17 missing, some of whom are feared to be kidnapped children. Initially, following the Hamas attack, the Biden administration had sent out a tweet from the State Department demanding that Israel refrain from engaging in any military response, explaining that violence solves nothing. The post was subsequently deleted after a strong backlash. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.